This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A mother from Broomfield went to the U.S. Capitol to push for stronger methane rules. CPR's Caitlin Kim caught up with her in Washington, D.C.
It was a Colorado lobbying team of two. Lori Anderson and her 12-year-old son, Ryan, came with a simple ask: support a Biden administration rule to cut methane pollution across the country. Anderson thinks her son actually got politicians to listen more.
They understand the need for these rules, and I think just hearing it right from a 12-year-old or from any child really tells them that our next generation really cares.
The two also met with representatives from the Council of Environmental Quality at the White House, where they talked about what their community and Colorado have done to reduce methane. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A group in Aspen is worried about airport pollution near a children's ski school. Amory Lovins with Aspen Fly Right said their research should raise air quality concerns.
Our basic questions were, what are our kids breathing? Where does it come from, and how much comes from airplanes?
Aspen Fly Right is calling on Pitkin County officials to do an expert study to follow up on their findings. The southern Colorado town of Florence has a new city manager. Amy Nasta will move into the role in May. She's currently a deputy city administrator in Gardner, Kansas. Florence has been without a permanent city manager for more than a year and a half. Its former city manager, Mike Patterson, was fired after an arrest on stalking and sexual assault charges in 2021. This is CPR News and KRCC.